Okay, so the Eiza Hashem today, I'd like to start Simin Shin Yud Gimel. We'll do the Shulchan Aruch inside. A lot of the examples here in Shin Yud Gimel are tziyur, that Mechaber discusses are tziyurim that are not entirely relevant to us. So some tziyufim will make reference to more quickly than others. And eventually I want to get to a very important topic that comes out in a Magen Avram on this deeper into our simin, and there are a lot of important shadows of tshuvas that come up in this regard. But the simi asked me to give a sense of heads up where we're going beforehand, so we'll start doing some type of Mar Makomos. So the shadows of tshuvas I'll leave for to give you an opportunity to look that up. So, but let's start, let's zip through a few se'ifim with a few ha'aros, and then get to the very critical point. Shin Yud Gimel Aleph. Pekaka chalon. If there is a window, and one wants to cover it up with a pekak, k'gon luach o'shar kol dovash esosma bo'achalon, yichol nusosma. So a classic example here in Israel would be something like a tris. Opening and closing a tris, the Mechaber says, is permissible. Afilu meinu kosher. V'lo amrin d'havik mosif al-binyin. So the shayla over here is mosif al-binyin. So then it's mutter. However, v'hu shi'achshiv alo me'er shavis l'sasmo bo. It has to be that the individual thought that he was going to use this before Shabbos. Now there are two things that are dancing around this sugya and kuf chafeyim abezi. Take a look at Baragola. Gives us the reference. There are two things dancing around the sugya. One is the sugya of Muktzah, and the other is Mosif al Binyan. There's a big discussion, which is not entirely clear to me, in the Achronim, at which point of these halachas are we talking about bonet, all these instances that the Mechaber discusses, or at their times that you talk about Muktzah. For example, they speak about, in the Hemshech, of having das before and das before. Now Tosa seems to be noted in that sugya that most of it's a discussion of muktzah. However, clearly the opening part over here in the Mechaber is bone. I saw that the Achronim halacha l'maisa assume that we have to be choshesh for bone in all these cases. In other words, even if the matter is not muktzah, if the individual wasn't choshev on this beforehand, so then already you have a chshash of being mosif al habinyan. So let's talk practical terms. The tris, thing that's used to close the window, so in such a case I thought about it beforehand. What happens, let me give two halach l'maisa examples to flesh this halach out. What happens if there is a window here, the window is open, and I'm not happy about the fact the window is open. I want to close it up. Let me give you two tsiurim. One tsiur is, I take a cardboard piece from a box and I cover it up. Is that mutter? Is that mosif al binyan? Siur number two. I don't take something that was already designated, because that would be mutter, like a tris. But siur number two is, I take a towel and I use the towel to cover it up. Those seem to be two very, very similar type of things, right? A towel and a cardboard box. It could very well be that the halacha would be different in those two cases. Yeah? Oh, so we're talking about, let's say, a cardboard box that wasn't muktzah. The kids already used it to play kugelach on it. So in such a case, it wasn't muktzah. So the first halacha that we have in the Mechaber is the case that's heter, and that is darish esosim bo chalom. Now the Mechaber introduces other things that might fall into the category of mosif al binyan, also might be a shayla of muktzah, and this is vikane. Kane is very similar to what we use today, and that is a bolt that's used to close the door. So it continues in Mechaber. I'll take your question in a second. Rasimi, v'kanei she'eskinu liyozol bo, ein tzarach she'yikshrenu v'delas, u'mikol mokom domi l'binyin yosem mipikak hachalon, v'lo sagi b'machshav she'achshav lo me'esmo, v'tzarach she'yisekanenu l'kach. It has to be already designed for it, and then in such a case you could use a bolt. Now all of these instances, bolts, and then the Mechaber speaks about case of Nagar, we're going to skip some of these things. All these things are really not very relevant halacha l'maisa, because all of our things that we use for a door are already attached to the door. However, the Mechaber is pointing out that there are times that if you add something to a binyan, so then in such a case, there you have a shayla of bona. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel. Who she yachshov? V'zeh mahani afil lo nishtamish bo adayim me'olam l'zeh. V'kol shekein im nishtamish bo mikvar afilu rak pamachas, the kvar yorda aleim toras kli, v'tlo tzarasu afilu machshava. So once it's been designated for this, so then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Vidat. This line in the Mishnah Berurah is very important because this doesn't come out from the Mechaber itself. Daha deba inan daito merv Shabbos. Haynu dafke bedavar shederech levat lo sham. It's only those things that the derech is to leave over there. Avol davar she'ein derech levat lo la'olam. Things that are never left there to be there forever. El lefisha. Kegom beged ukeyotze bazet. Like an article of clothing. Mutar l'stumbo. So then in such a case, you're allowed to close it with it. Afilu lo yadaito olam merv Shabbos chayodam. Okay. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Isser over here of Meisif Alabinyan is something, like take the case of a Kaneh. A Kaneh is this rod that's going to be used as a bolt. It wasn't used as a bolt before, and now you decide to use it as a bolt, Meisif Alabinyan, and it's going to be Isser. If it's been already designated, it's going to be Mutar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but if it's a Begah that normally is not put up there, so in such a case, then it's Heter Gomer. So therefore, what emerges practically is a towel. The case of the towel, it's not normal for someone to leave a towel by the window. So then in such a case, that's clearly mutter. Cardboard box, I don't know. Clearly in a house, people don't put cardboard boxes up for extended period of times. I don't know. But in camp, it might be much more common. So that's an open question. A beged, we have black on white, that the Mishnah Berurah is matir, a cardboard box, so then in such a case, yesh lodun bazet. What also emerges from here in the Mishnah Berurah is the idea that the Mishnah Berurah spells this out in Sivkot and Aleph, is that if it's normal for a person to open and close, so then it's not considered mosif ala binyan, right? Like the case that we had of the tris. If the fact, the Mishnah Berurah here adds on what's not mafurish in the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'lo amrinan, sifkat and beis. V'lo amrinan, kivan shedarko b'kach liftoach v'lisgar tamid. If it's normal for a person to open and close it, the truth is a tris. Those are, I don't know why they don't have it in America. They're amazing inventions. You could close the trisim in the middle of the day, and it's pitch black. It's mamish a good kir, it's mamish a waltz. The ain't bos of albin yosem mizem, one would have said. So what's the heter? That there is this is the derech, this is the binyan, liftoach the liskar. That's, in other words, it could be that technically you are being mosif ala binyan, but since the derech is to open and close it all the time, you have another heter that's operative over here. That's the pshat in what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing out. Now, I emphasize this because this is an important heter. The Chazon Ish has a different raya, but Lania's deity wants to equate this. The Chazon Ish has a famous discussion in terms of baby carriages. I was always bothered. I asked Rav Nevinson and I wasn't satisfied until someone pointed me to this Chazon Ish. The halacha of Oel is, we haven't done Oel yet, we'll get there, Be'ez Hashem, but the halacha of Oel is that you now create a new canopy, that's Boneh. If, however, there was a tefach of the Oel that already existed, so then you're allowed to extend it because the Oel already exists. I was always bothered. So why are people knowing Heter for opening and closing the roofs of baby carriages that there isn't even a tefach at all? So what's the heter to open? Why is that not making an OL? So the Chazon Ish writes, the Chazon Ish Mamish talks about that case, and the Chazon Ish in Nun Bei Zayin writes that the heter when it comes to a baby carriage is because it's the derech liftoach v'liskar. That is gufa the derech of the baby carriage. So Mashal Ma'adavar Dama, I'm bringing out the same yisod over here. We see that even if you're creating a kir, your man is creating a wall, but the derech liftoach v'liskar all the time, so then in such a case it's mutter, so too when it comes to a baby carriage, that's the heter, according to the Chazon Ish, open and closing. Otherwise, it's a plia, why it should be mutter to open the roof of a carriage. Yes, sir, Simi?
Not to go
off
time, but would that be could it be an umbrella?
Umbrella is all the shalos, it's your fault we're not discussing umbrella today. Many fascinating shalos of tshuvas about umbrellas. You have the Nose of Yehuda as a fascinating tshuva, Sam Sofer, Sablina Dara, I'll get that to you. And we're going to finish off with that open question. Next week we'll discuss Be'ez Hashem Binyan L'Shah. Yes, Isaac?
I'm just having it to my side.
Okay, so, absolutely.
So we leave his light on in the living room on Shabbos. But the light comes into our room. So we bought, we want to keep the door open, so if our daughter wakes up crying, so we want to hear. So we bought light, but we also want the door closed. So we bought shades for windows that have circles on them. We put up hooks on top of the door. At Shabbos, we take the shades and we hook them on top of the door and block up the lights. And it creates a door. So what we're saying is...
Oh, but you put it on dafka. Well, either way, it's something that's the derech. It's already been designated. It's lift off the list guard.
Well, yeah, on Shabbos...
You've already designated it for that. Not being Mosif al Abinyan because you even leave those things up. You leave the hooks there. Yeah, those hooks are all week long. So it's already there beforehand. L'chura, it should be okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's what emerges from Sif Alef. Now, I feel a little guilty that I'm not going through all the Mechares of Sif Alef. Go through it on your own, but really most of it is not very much relevant for us today. Sif Beis as well is another type of lock that also is not relevant too much. Now Sif Gimel and Sif Dalid, I want to summarize outside. This hardly ever comes up also, and this is Bizman Chazal, they used to have doors that weren't necessarily as functional as our doors. In other words, doors that weren't attached to the wall. So the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches describes that those things that are already attached and are simply opened and closed, so then in such a case, then that doesn't constitute bonu. Opening and closing, we had that later on in Shin Yudalid, we had discussed that a door doesn't constitute bonu since that's, again, the Derech Liftoach Liskar. So similarly, anything that's already attached is permissible. The exception is that in times of Chazal, sometimes the doors were not hardly attached at all. So here, the Mechaber gives us all these types of conditions in Siv Gimel about the door that is not entirely attached, whether it could be used as a door. Let's go through it quickly. Rechava Siv Gimel, Rechava Shachorei Abatim, She'ein Nichnasim V'yotzim Batadir, Im Asadal Sapischa Oshetol Bo Machzel Shalkanim, V'chein Pirza, very similar to your case, if the door already has brackets, so even though you're moving the door closer to the wall, and even though it's no longer attached on its hinges, but as long as it was still attached to the building in one way or other, so then in such a case it's not bona. Okay, so what emerges, the halacha, what is asur, is to take a door that's not attached at all to the building, and lean it up against the building, and use it as a door, so that's going to be considered mosif al habinyan. That's all I want to bring out from Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet is not relevant at all today. Just one ha'ara, interesting heter that Rav Nevinzal told me, which is Yesh Ladin. He asked me, while we were reading these halachas, he asked, what would the halacha be if you have a door that falls down and you just want to prop it up, not to use it as a door, but you want to prop it up to hold it up. It's mamish fallen... fall down before Shabbos, or fall down on Shabbos itself. Let's leave Muktzah for a second. So in such a case, Rav Nevinzal thought that if the person is not intending to use it as a door constantly, like in the times of Chazal, there were people that just had these doors that were sort of leaning against the wall, so then in such a case it's a problem to move it away and move it again. So that's being most of Halabim. But he thought that since it's only temporary, that the individual is just propping up so that the door will be able to stay for Shabbos and won't cause people to trip and so on, he thought that even then it was going to be mutter. And that Chazal, it seems that he's being mechalik, that Chazal asered only in a case of where you're using the door constantly in this type of manner. But to prop it up as almost arai, so he timed it, that's not bonah. It's bonah if that's the derech to take the door away and to put it back. But if you're just propping up on Shabbos, he wanted to argue then such a case that doesn't constitute bonus. A little bit of a chidush, but he's saying that in order to be called bona, it has to be that you're intending it to do it in the normal way as a door. But in this case, if you're just propping it up so that it's not in the way and so on, so then in such a case it's mutter. If the individual thinks he might always be using it in such a way, then it'll be us. Yes,
this might come back to the idea that we're talking about Hadash, a little bit kavana based.
Yes. Oh. Well, by the way, Rav Nevinsal has a whole mimer in his Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare, where he claims that all of so many halachas in Hilchos Shabbos are all kavana based. He has. Yeah, it's connected to that. Nachon. You meant the Chassam Sofer? The Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah. I know as the Magid Mishnah. Yeah, you're familiar.
No, he quotes Magid Mishnah. He says that I would.
I don't know as the Chassam Sofer. And he applies it.
He doesn't tell you which ones.
So, yeah, Remnant is like lots of rice. I'll give you a Geshmak example. It's off topic. But let me give you a Geshmak example. You could have two people doing the same malacha. He has a list of 7 or 8 of them. I don't know if he mentions this in his Sefer. In Sefer, has 7 or 8. But the most enjoyable one I heard from him says, you know, there's a rule, Eimim Areach Ba'ochlim, right? That, like, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim. Oh, let's take even Tzviya. Tzviya is even better. There's an Isser Daraisa to die on Shabbos. But if you die, if you're mixing foods and Mamela, the coloring changes, so then we say Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlim. So what happens if he claims you could have two people putting the same food coloring in the same foods, and one is Heter Gomer and one's an Isser Daraisa? So what's the difference? He says, if the housewife is doing it because she's making the food and the color changes, that's Heter Gomer. But what happens if the housewife is doing it because she wants the color to be a different color? So he claims that that's an Isser Daraisa. Similarly, he says, if you have chumus, he claims, says there are two types of people. One person is taking out the chumus because he wants to put the chumus on his bread. And it happens to be that he flattens it. And he's aware of it. It's not Neinu Miskan. It's a Psik Reisha. He knows. He's well aware that he's going to be Mimareach. So he says, that's Heter Gomer. But what happens if someone has a special design on the chumus? So he claims, then the Heter of Mimareach Bochlin doesn't apply, and that's going to be Nisr D'Oraisa.
I remember looking into it, because sometimes, you know, if you have white wine and you want to make it red,
Nechon. Oh no, he has a big discussion in his Agada. There are posts in his Agada. It's interesting, in his Agada Shel Pesach he discusses that. Yes, so maybe he. I don't remember the mask. The examples that I heard from him were Sviya and Mimareach, the Chumas example particularly. Yeah.
Topic,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So people like to mix their Chumas and together.
Right.
So that would be
Heter Gomer. Heter Gomer for sure. That's yeah. Both Mimareach and Sriya, there's no Shat. Okay. So those are Gimel and Dalet, that's in regards to the door. Let's go. Also, Sif Hei is not very relevant today. The rest of what we're going to discuss, Bezer Hashem, is Sif Vav. Now, first of all, just get shot down in Sif Vav, even though if we're going to spend time on it, might as well know the Mechaber and the Rama well. The Gemara describes, this is a Gemara of Isaac that you brought up the first shiur, and that is Mita Shel Prakim. We're finally getting to your case. We didn't discuss in Shin Yudal, now we get there. Mita Shel Prakim. There was a bed that they used to take apart. Also lahachziru lahadka v'im toka chayiv chatas. Now, how do we read the Mechaber properly? There's an Isser Derabbanan to put it together, and if you screw it together tightly, so then there is an Isser D'Oraisa, Yechayiv Chatas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's just get, again, the Tziur clear, Shel Prakim, Hainu Shesu Yeprakim Prakim, Beshvil Bali Umnus, Sheyuchlu Losas Yitam Baderach, they used to transport these beds, Ukishibon Al-Makam, Maxirin Prakel, Yachan, Moshivin Osa, Osir, Gzera Shemi Yiska B'Yesedos, Umasmerim, we're afraid that you're going to join it together with boards. The Havig Mar Melacha, the Chayim Makir Patish. The Yesham and the Kimush also is a Kli Gomor Chayim Shem Boneh. And some say here we have an Isser of Boneh. So that was Rabbi Isaac had mentioned that some say even though we say Ein Binyan Bekalim, but there is Binyan Bekalim if there's Mehadik Yoch. Okay, either way, whether it's Makar Patish or it's Binyam Kelim is in the rear view mirror. At the end of the day, the Isser is there, an Isser Doraisa. Continues the Mechaber. The Imhi Refuya Mutar Lechatzila. But if you join it together in a manner that's loose, so then in such a case it's Mutar. Ubelvad Shelo Yehadik. As long as you don't join it in a very strong manner. The Koshel Prakim, and now we have another case. There was some type of eating utensil, a cup, that a kos of sorts, that they used to join parts together. So here, it's a little bit less than a Mita Shel Prakim. It's a little bit less of Bone Makiv Patish. Mutar Lefarko Lahachzira B'Shabbos. V'yesh Mishomer Shedina Kos Kedina Mita. So there's a machlokis whether they're the same thing or not. What's this heter of kol shel prakim mutar lefarko ulachziro? So the Mishnah Berurah says kol shel prakim mem dalit kol shel prakim sheyesh kol shel mefarkin osa me'al raglo lefarko ulachziro kishuhu rafui, that you're allowed to attach it if it's loose. What's the difference between the kol shel prakim and, just to get the pshat clear, and mita? When it comes to mita, so then in such a case, if it's the derech lahadka, so then it's going to be asur. Even roughly, when it comes to a kos, so then in such a case, a kos is going to be mutter, according to the first mandam, according to the tour, if it's roughly. Okay. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah introduces Einu Chumra. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'im darko lios muhudak, afal gav de achshav rafui asur. This is a controversial Chumra of the Ramah, and I'm going to show you how, Beis Hashem, how this applies to Halacha L'maisa. Chazon Ish claims that this Ramah is wrong. This is one of those cases where the Chazon Ish Mamish says it's a kedarko kodesh. It's amazing. I was actually in Sukkot. This came up in discussion with Rav Emunah. The Chazon Ish, you feel like he's like from a different, from the Dor of the Rishonim in his hekif and also his style of psak. Do you think something is wrong? That's it. Let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah says that if the derech is to,
what does this look like?
If what's the cup? I understood it. I was not ma'ayin. But let's say you have take a picture of a wine goblet. So you've got three parts. You've got the stand, you've got the leg, I don't know how to describe it, and then you've got the actual the coast itself. So they would take it apart to make it easy, a stem, right, the stem, that's what it's called. So the Ramah says like this, let's get the pshat first clear before we get to the lamdas. Says the Ramah like this, if you have a coast, shel prakim, and the derech normally is for people to attach it tightly, it's in a permanent type of attachment, so then even if you do it roughly, it's still going to be asur. Even a koshel prakim. In other words, above when it came to a mita, so then in such a case, then we saw that there are some who say the mita is asur across the board. The Ramah says, even when it comes to koshel prakim, it's asur to do it even roughly, if the derech is lahadek osam. Practical, let's give a practical example. The theme of today has been the baby carriage. A baby carriage's wheel falls off. This used to happen all the time. We used to have these shilas in Haskell all the time, wheelchairs. So are you allowed to take the wheel and not do it lahadek osam yafet? If you do it yafet, so then in such a case, there we said that that's not according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's not going to be permissible. But you're not going to do it yafe. You're not going to be mahadek, but roughly. So according to the Chumrah of the Ramah, it's aser. However, according to what we had seen in the Mechaber, if you say that the baby carriage resembles a koshel prakim, as opposed to a mita shel prakim, so then in such a case there's room to be matir. Now that is an open question. What's what's the hagdar of mita shel prakim and what's the hagdar of kos shel prakim. But let's assume for a moment, I saw the poskim assume that you could equate a baby carriage, in this case, actually to a kos shel prakim as opposed to a mita. So then in such a case, that would be a nafkamina. I mentioned that the Chazanish claims that there isn't a single shita that holds this way. Where is the Chazanish? Chazanish in Simin Nun, Sif Yud, claims that there's no one that holds this way. And the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Vav Simin Lamed Beis claims that he found the Mi'iri that says what the Ramah said. So there is a Machlokas HaPoskim, whether we're Choshesh for this Ramah today. So this comes up all the time. In other words, if you have many things today fall into the category of Koshel Prakim, do you say that it's Mutter? It will be definitely be Asr Lahadeik. However, roughly, in such a case, there's room to be Matir. Now let's continue on with the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Memhei. The rest of the time, we'll see how the quote that the Mishnah Berurah gives from the Magen Avraham explodes into one of the most important machlokes in all of Hilchos Shabbos. Let's take a look in Sifkat and Memhei. Lefarku lehachziro, says the Mishnah Berurah, kishu rafui. So we learned that Koshel Prakim is Mutter when it's rafui. Vatam, the ain derech lade kol kach bechozek shiye choshev kamotzkiya. The derech is not to. What's the difference between Koshel Prakim, says the Mishnah Berurah? Koshel Prakim, they don't make it as tight as a mita. A mita, they make it tighter, and therefore it's going to be asur midraban. Valkein, ain loch l'shem yiska. Vayeshmi sha'omer, svir leikim, da'al kolponim derech lahadek, gam berafo yasur kamo mita shel prakim. And the other shita holds, then it's going to be asur. Okay. So, again, it's a little bit hard to be machri on two things. Number one, the machlokas haposkim, between the Chazanish and the Ramah, that's Aleph. And number two is how to be magdir, what falls into the category of Koshel Prakim and what falls into the category of Mita Shel Prakim. That also is a Hagdara that's still not entirely clear to me. I'll try to come up with something Bezer Hashem next week. What I want to focus on is the Hemshech. Kasev Amogen Avram, Dekoso Shelonu Ha'asuyim Becharitim Saviv. First thing he says is that there are certain kosos that they have grooves. In other words, it sounds like that they screw. So that, in such a case, says the Magid of Ram, is asur. And here's the line: v'kisu akelim, and the covers of kelim, afilu imasuyim kach, even if they're made this way, shari. You're allowed to cover utensils. Tahasam ain asuim lekiyim, because they're not made to be this way. Rak lefaschan ulesagran tamid v'chein kasev ataz. The derech is to open and close these covers, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Okay, so we saw a kisei shel prakim is aser. He says, but that's something that's not derech leftoch lisgar kol hazman. But if it's a derech liftoch v'lizkar kol hazman, it's going to be mutter. Incidentally, that's very similar to the idea that we had mentioned before, all the way back, in terms of the heter of the tris and so on. That's a derech mamish, open and closed all the time. I'd like to share with you this classic and astonishing mahalach of the Chazon Ish. Probably the most you're all familiar with this Chazon Ish, but could be we weren't familiar that it really starts with this Magen Avraham. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun, Sifkat and Tes, the Chazon Ish has a very fascinating uptight, a fascinating definition to the Shita of the Magen Avraham. He claims the Magen Avraham is not to be used as much as you and I would think to use the Magen Avraham. And what is the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham seems to be saying that this whole discussion of Mita Shel Prakim and Kos Shel Prakim is that you could have this kos. I actually have a kos at home like this. The stem screws into a base, and it was made that way. I don't think we open and close it that way. So clearly that would be usher to screw on Shabbos. Now, the last time you might have screwed the two pieces together was years ago. Says the Magen Avraham, but if we're talking about a kisui, that's mamish normal to open and close, then it will be permissible. So what happens if I have a keli that I join two pieces together, from the chura, from the Magen Avraham, what emerges is, if you do it all the time, you're going to have the hetter. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not the Magen Avraham's kavan. We're going to go out of order in this Chazon Ish. What we're first going to do is v'hadi kasvu hatazva Magen Avraham. In the first column on page 148, v'hadi kasvu hatazva Magen Avraham, and then we're going to get back to the classic part of this Chazon Ish. You're all familiar with this, but how Chazon Ish really builds in the poskim, the big chiddush that he says in the poskim, it's funny. We never have thought when we're reading Shin Yud Gimel it would come from this. Says the Chazon Ish, v'hadi kasvu hatazva Magen Avraham simin Shin Yud Gimel. The mutter let's go ask kisli hakli kivan she'omeid lisgar v'liftoach. This that we said that is permissible. Haynu dafke, look at this chiddush. B'kisui she'ain stimas hakli binyan. Elashimush dekli sasum la'olam eina kli. The Chazon Ish claims the following. He claims that when you close the utensil, it's not a utensil at all. You're not fashioning a new item. You're actually making it nothing, he says. For those of you who are ambitious, I just want to share with you that this is the Chazon Ish l'shitaso in terms of opening metal cans that we discussed last time. And Simon, just jot this down. It's the Chazon Ish l'shitaso nun aleph yud aleph. The Chazon Ish looks at a closed can as not being a kli. I mentioned to you, if you take a look, Matan has Rav Nevin Sal's Aris. Rav Nevin Sal l'shitaso disagrees with this part of the Chazon Ish. He claims a closed thing is a kli by itself. So this becomes, I have no idea. This is a machlokas and taharis. Two people who know a little bit of taharis are arguing whether it's considered a kli or not. So Rav Willig used to say that you have to know taharis for so many in yonim that Allah l'maisa today. Filchas sukkah. Hilchas kli. What's called a kli? Filchas sukkah, filchas nida, hilchas shabbos. Right? You have to know what's called a kli. If you don't know all the mishnayos, okay. So maybe we should really close the books. But we're trying. So this is their machlokas. The Chazon Ish is l'shitas over here. He claims that a closed kli is not considered a kli. Rav Nevin Sal says, okay, now, once the Chazon Ish says this, the Chazon Ish goes a drop further. Continues the Chazon Ish, and he says, V'chol ha'inyin ha'kli hu li'os pasuach l'shamish po u'l'chasoso shelo b'shas ha'shimush. The whole idea is that you close it when you're no longer using it. V'hilkach ein ha'kisui v'akli kichad. The kisui and the kli are not one thing. Elo shnei gishomim mishtatfim b'shimush. There are two things that are providing one service. Avol. Harkova, his language is a little unclear, but I'll tell you what I think he means. Avol harkova hadrusha l'shimush kemo kona sayodin. The classic case in the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin is when you have a painter, we still do this today, when a person is painting and trying to reach a high spot, so he'll use a long stick. And then in those days, they used to unscrew the sticks. Says the Chazon Ish, in such a case, if a person screws those two pieces together, then of course that's going to be Asur, even if it's the Derech Lefarek Tomin. So the Heter of the Magen Avraham, he rips apart. In the sense that he doesn't disagree with the Magen Avraham, but he cuts it down entirely. He says the Magen Avraham's heter is only by a kisui. But if we're not talking about a kisui, but the derech is the farek tamid, then it's not going to apply if you're creating something new by joining the pieces together. Skipping two words, af tiklum l'shach chashiv boneh, because the Chazon Ish claims that even if it's only for a short period of time, bang, it's going to be an Isser of Bona. That already qualifies as the Isser. So, number one, before we get to the famous part of this, number one, the Chazon Ish says that the Isser over here that we're discussing could apply even if it's a Derech Lefarek Tamid, and don't misread the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham didn't mean to say that anything that's Derech Lefarek Tamid is going to be Mutter. All the Magen Avraham meant to say is that when you add a kisui, the kisui is not something whose nature is creating something new. But if you're making a kli, you're enhancing a kli, even if it's lisha, it's going to be aser. Of course, the words that I skipped, for the Chazon Ish, this is very, very important, because he's, what are his examples? L'shimush k'mo kana sayodim, mita shel tresayim. Okay, that's not so important. V'zerem hachashmal. This is the Chazon Ish, in order to aser chashmal, and to say that electricity is going to be an iser d'oraisa of bonet, he needs to get around this Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham says that whatever you open and close constantly is not considered an iser of bonet. Says the Chazon Ish, no. That doesn't mean just open and close constantly. That's because you're not doing anything. That's what the Magen Avraham means. The problem is, Kedarka B'Kodesh, the Magen Avraham is very terse. So it's not, the Magen Avraham is not really masvir exactly what he means. So it's open to definition. Basically, this piece over here that's in front of us, it's now come out in three volumes. The Shlomo Zalman's Ma'orei Ha'esh now, the newest edition, is a three-volume edition. Basically, the whole Sefer is come out written on this Chazon Ish, these few lines. And, of course, it's well known that Shlomo Zalman, although I didn't, this is the first time I really opened it up to read it, was now that we were doing the Sugya together. Shlomo Zalman said, he writes a letter to the Chazon Ish that he was very, he's writing him because he was dismayed because his mother needed a hearing aid, and he spoke with one of the Dayanim in Yerushalayim, and he decided that it wasn't an Issur D'oraisa. And he was disappointed to see that the Chazon Ish wrote that it was an Issur D'oraisa, because he told his mother that she could use the hearing aid with electricity. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes through, in the Sefer, goes through every single line in the Chazon Ish, and he claims why he finds difficult, come out every single line, he explains what he finds difficult. It's absolutely fascinating. Just historically, the whole thing is fascinating. Now, just in terms of the argument of the Chazon Ish says, if you take a look just in Dibar Maskul Psichas, why this Yesod from that he developed in contrast to the simple reading of Magen Avraham is so important. Take a look, Psichas HaChashmal, right above this, right above V'Hodikas V'Ataz, Psichas HaChashmal Shemachnisim Hazerim Bachutim. He says that when you make an electric current, so then it's considered he says in the case of the painter's rod, so then in such a case you could argue that's two pieces, two distinct pieces, even when they're put together. However, Avol A, skip a line. Avol Tikin Sura Lahagashem Vinasal De Zeshimush Vadai Choshev Bonet. Anytime the Chazon Ish claims, anytime you create one entity, one Tikun Asura, it's clear you've closed the circuit, it's clearly one entity, so then in such a case, Vadai Choshev Bonet. It's for sure going to be considered Bonet. Hence the Chazon Ish Shita, the electricity is in Issur D'oraisa. Just one very sharp line from Rav Shlomo Zalman back to the Chazon Ish. In my edition, the Ma'orei Ha'esh, it's on page Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. Gets this only in Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lashon is that really true? Every time you make a Tikkun Atzura as Boneh, he says, what would happen if I have a house where it's absolutely, there's no air coming in or out, and it's unlivable, and someone opens the window. So in such a case, now he has a Tikkun Atzura. Are you going to say that that's going to be Bona, says Rav Shlomo Zalman? Just because there's a Tikkun Atzura, Li Gashen, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, that's going to be Aser. Similarly, the Magen Avraham could be read along lines of Rav Shlomo Zalman's argument is. Similarly, one could say, no, the Magen Avraham is saying the following. If it's not something that's long-standing, if it's only for a particular moment, then the derech is for you to open it, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter, not because there was no kli that was being made. It's because it's only something that's l'sha. Who says that every moment that there's any, the Chazon Ish is saying, anytime you have any type of tikkun atzura, and again, the question also is, something so ethereal like electricity, that's the most basic objection, something so ethereal like electricity, could that be, do you consider that a tikkun atzura? No, it's not. Pashut itself. But even if you accept that, so then one could argue that this is an issue of Binyan Lashav. Two Mekoros that clearly disagree with what the Chazon Ish's reading of the Magen Avraham. And Emir Tzashem, next week we're going to pick up with the Hashlachos, not in terms of electricity, but the Hashlachos in terms of Binyan Lashav. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Katan Lamed Aleph writes explicitly, he quotes in the parentheses, Kedarko, the Magen Avraham, he says that im asui lekayim asur, aval kli su'uda ukli shtia, shederech tashmisho kach, eino begeder binyin klal. If you were talking about utensils that people constantly attach and separate, it sounds like, check if I'm right about this, it sounds like even if it's takua, even if the imam is screwed together, the Aruch HaShulchan says in such a case, Kli Se'uda is going to be mutter, as well as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to say this as well. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that there's a heter. What we need to then be ma'ayin into, which Yemir Tzashem will be for next week, is what's this nekuda of something that's l'shah, but clearly has all of the trappings of a malacha. So then, just because if it's derech tashmish on bekach, it's going to be mutter, because you're constantly opening and closing, so that we have to discuss Be'ez Hashem next week, will be ma'ayin into that. But it really starts with this Magen Avraham.
What's that?
What is that?